Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Kazmir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. This is Jay Tree, otherwise known as Kazmir, and I am the White Witch hosting The Witch's Inn. It's great to be back. Thank you everybody for joining. There's been a lot of upheaval and some very heartbreaking things that have been happening in the world lately that need to come to light. And I'm going to try to do this with as little emotion as I possibly can. Being an empath, it's very hard on a day-to-day basis to deal with what's going on right now in present time. It's a shame to see how bad things have come to us treating one another. This is only something that's going to pass, I know it is, but I wish that we could make it pass quicker, because all you see is just all the bad and negative things that are coming from this. We're all pretty much shut in. The whole world is pretty much shut down. I, for one, never thought I would see this in my lifetime. I'm only 52 years old, and I'm having a really hard time with this. I'm working from home, which is difficult for me because I am very sociable. It's not about me anymore. It's about everybody else that's out there. It's always been that way with me, but it's more so now. That you see people that can't afford this and can't do this, businesses that are closing left and right, businesses that have been open for hundreds of years, and because of this global mess, for lack of better terms, it's caused a lot of people to lose faith. I have a thought about this whole entire thing, and please, if you feel differently, that's great, but hear me out. Right now, Mother Earth is healing because there's less pollution, because there's less people on the roads, there's less traffic, there's less people traveling, there is less carbons that are going into the out. However, this virus that's out, Mother Nature is also making sure that she is keeping it where she wants to, because here she has everything at a certain temperature as opposed to being hot where it would kill the virus, or cold where it would kill the virus. It's in this stage right now where everything and anything is going to be affected by it. And it's hard to go into a store like a regular grocery store. We went into a grocery store yesterday, and it's a big chain grocery store, and there was hardly anything on the shelves at all. And then we went to the Latino market that's around the corner from the house, and they have fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh everything you could possibly imagine, meat. They didn't have a lot of frozen stuff that I noticed. However, their dairy was stocked. There was also bread on the shelves. There was canned vegetables that were there. There was plenty of spices. There was all the stuff, all the ingredients that you would need to make food as opposed to having prepared. So therefore, she's eliminating all this frozen stuff too to get all the garbage into the dumps, into the landfills. She's very strategic on what she does, and it's a shame that this has had to come to this to wake up everybody, because we have the old ways that we celebrate and we very much adhere to in so many ways, and it's going to end up going back to that, because one of the things that you can do for your home alone is you can sage your home, and it's 97% effective to kill bacteria, to get rid of germs. It's one of those things that it's one of nature's gifts that so many people take for advantage. And I don't mean, you know, start a bonfire of sage. However, it wouldn't hurt to start. maybe we can all get together and buy all the sage up and throw it into a big area and like use a leaf blower to feed it. So that way all this beautiful sage smoke goes into the atmosphere and cures everything. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that we've had to come to this, though, that we're pretty much recluses now. Nobody can go out and do anything. You can't have anything that is more than 10 people. It doesn't matter if you got one person or 10 people. You're still going to get the damn virus if you're going to get it. Wash your hands. I'm getting off on a tangent like this tonight because it's so hurtful to see everything the way that it's just come to a complete stop. The whole world has shut down. I've got more and more callers that are coming in, and I hope I get the chance to talk to all of you tonight because it's one of those things that we need to discuss. And let's not make this about, well, do I have a job that's coming? Well, if you can't get out of the house, who the hell gives a damn whether you can have a job or not? How about, am I going to meet somebody? I don't know. Are you going to meet somebody? Are you going to be daring to walk out of your house and walk out and say, hi, I meet somebody and shake their hand? Hopefully they wash their hands first. The old ways of courtship are going to come back. The old ways that people are going to have to farm for their own food are going to come back. Everything that has been our technology is being slowly stripped away from us, and we're going to have to do for ourselves for once. After a very long time, we relied too much on China. We relied too much on technology. It's about time we get back to basics. And I feel sorry for all the people that never had the chance to take home ec, that don't know how to boil water to at least make, you know, ramen noodles or something. Rice and beans, which are just basic staples. Potatoes. You can eat pasta if you can find it. And don't let the price gougers get you. Because like I said, the Indian markets have plenty of food. The Asian markets have plenty of food.
The Hispanic
markets have plenty of food. Yeah. There's wonderful bakeries that are out there that are owned by somebody else. Go out and stimulate the economy. Get the food that you need and help one of the other brothers and sisters that are out there that have their own little business that are struggling. If they do takeout, then just do takeout. If they do delivery, just do delivery. Help them out. Help yourself out. Get the nourishment that you need along with helping somebody else out besides yourself. So with that being said today, I'm done with my tangent for now. However, I am going to start getting into the show tonight. It's great to be back. I know that now you all know how I feel. I hope that we all can get together once again, too, and help each other. You know, you've got a neighbor next door that's elderly. Did you go and check on him today? Just knock on the door and say, hey, I'm just here to see if you're okay. You don't have to open up the door. I just want to make sure that my fellow brother or sister is okay. With that being said, today's show is going to be about chakras. Chakras are 7 points in our bodies. We've got the 6 chakras and then the 7th, which is the crown. So really, it's all 7. And when you think about it, what it is these are the things that help us with our everyday life, with everything. They're connected to the elements. They're connected to different aspects. They're connected to different walks of our lives. So tonight what I thought I would do is I would go ahead and I would do each one of these chakras. Now, as a special added treat tonight, we have Reverend Adam here that has the singing bowls. So Reverend Adam, can you tell us a little about the singing bowls before we get into the show?
Yeah, sure, Jay. Thank you for having me back on the show. The singing bowls are a tool that we use to help attune the chakras, and we go 1 through 7. I have 7 bowls in front of me here that we're going to use. There is a form of sound therapy that this produces in order to help attune those chakras and make that alignment. We will try and get to taking callers today, so hold on to the queue with us as well as you can and as long as you can. But we're going to go ahead and go through each chakra as Jay announces what they are and what they represent. And we'll do each chakra one at a time. Also, afterwards and after the show is done, anybody that would like to stay for the end of the show, we're going to do a small prayer to help heal Mother Earth, to help heal everyone around, and to help bring in the positive love and light. Go ahead, Jay.
All right. So before we go into the chakras, don't forget to visit our website, merlinsstaff.com. That's MerlinsStaff.com. Then we have Wiccan Tree of Life, WICCANTREEOSLIFE.com. So that way you can sign up for not only our newsletter or our mailing list, but don't forget that there's also new things that are added every day. We have some novelty spells that are on there with candles. We also have some sage that you can purchase. There's also some other things. There's a sleep packet that's done with stones and with crystals. There's the cleansings for your home, your office, as well as there's also cleansings for yourself. Healing sessions. There's also
there's a lot of products that are being added every day. You have spiritual oils. You have spiritual incenses that help with any number of conditions in life. So just check out the website, everybody, and go ahead and take advantage of what we are offering through those sites for services and spiritual products.
And anybody that orders and they mention this show tonight gets an additional 10% off. All right, so tonight what we're doing is we're doing the chakras. The first chakra is actually the root or base chakra. This location is the base of the spine. The color is red, or it can be represented by the secondary color, which is black. The element is the earth. The functions, giving vitality to the physical body, life force, survival, self-preservation, and instincts. Gems and minerals, ruby, garnet, bloodstone, which I mentioned last show. Interesting that this should come up. Red jasper, black tourmaline, obsidian, and the smoky quartz.
That's the root chakra.
And that's the root chakra.
Okay, so we're going from the ground up. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and share the singing bowl for the root chakra, helping to attune the root chakra and bring it back into alignment with the earth.
The next one is the navel chakra, which is represented by the color orange. It's the sacral plexus. Location is the lower abdomen to the navel area. Of course, the color is orange. The element is water. Functions is procreation, assimilation of food, physical force and vitality, and sexuality. And the gems and minerals are chameleon, coral, gold calcite, amber, citrine, gold topaz, and peach aventurine.
Hey. And now for that chakra, sacred bowl.
Next, we have the solar plexus chakra. Location is above the navel, but below the chest. The color is yellow. The element is fire. Functions: vitalizes the sympathetic nervous system, digestive processes, metabolism, and emotions. Gems and minerals are citrine, gold topaz, amber, tiger eye, gold calcite, and gold.
Wonderful. And now for that one.
Next one that we have up is the heart chakra. Location is the center of the chest, of course. The color is green, or it can also be represented represented. Why can I not say that word tonight? Represented by pink. Element is air. Functions. Anchors the life force from the higher self, energizes the blood and physical body and the life force. Blood circulation. Gems and minerals. Emerald, green and pink tourmaline. Malachite, green jade, green aventurine. Chrysoprase, kunzite, rose quartz, and ruby.
Wonderful. Now for the heart chakra, where a lot of spiritual healing takes place.
Next, we have the throat chakra. This, of course, is in the throat area. The color is sky blue. Element is akasha. Functions: speech, sound, vibration, and communication. Gems: turquoise, chrysalia, celestite, blue topaz, sodalite, lapis lazuli, aquamarine, azurite, and kyanite. This is where our voice comes from. This is where we need to speak our truth. This is where we speak up for ourselves. This is where we are no longer silent. This is what we need to do. This is our most important chakra to me, is our throat chakra. This is where our truth comes out.
And now for that one.
Our next chakra is our brow chakra, which is our third eye, which is the location is the center of the forehead between the eyebrows. The color is indigo, which is a dark blue. The element is light. The gems and minerals are lapis lazuli, azurite, sodalite, quartz crystal, sapphire, indicelite, and tourmaline.
This is the chakra that helps our mind and body and spirit connection. This is the chakra where we receive messages and insight.
Last but not least, let's not forget about our crown chakra, which is at the top of the head. The color is violet, and the element is thought and will. Gems and minerals, functions, vitalizes the upper brain, the cerebrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know that part that's up there at the top of your head. Gems and minerals are amethyst, alexandrite, diamond, sugilite, purple fluorite, quartz crystal, and selenite.
Perfect. And now to receive energy and healing through the crown chakra from the universe.
All right, everybody, I hope your chakras are all realigned. That was an amazing, amazing thing for you to do tonight, Reverend Adam. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, Jay.
So it looks like we have a few others, which is fine. Get it? Which is fine. I will go ahead and I'll entertain the idea of discussion if needed. So I'd like to start with the first caller tonight, if we could. First caller, your area code 205-675. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for calling in tonight. You're speaking with Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. How can I help you?
Hi. I have been listening to the show, and you sound a little, I don't know, like it's underwater. I'm not sure. It's not clear.
Yeah, we're getting the same thing trying to listen to you right now. It sounds a little garbled, yes. It may be the internet connection.
You're coming in a little clearer. I don't know. Maybe I am too. I was just calling in to ask for a general read, if I may have one, please. Thank you. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
So, what is it that you're looking for a reading on?
I'm sorry?
Like, are you just curious about what's ahead of you?
I can't understand you.
I can't understand you.
No, you're... Is that better?
Okay, try that. Is
you're
that a little
here.
Better?
I'm still here.
Okay, can you hear us better now?
I hear you. It's still a little hard hearing you. It's a little better.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and try and see what we can do. It can be a little crazy sometimes with these connections on Blog Talk. So we do apologize for that.
Patricia, can I take your number down? And can do you mind if I take it? And because I have access to it, do you mind if I take it and I call you after the show?
Yeah, right, yeah. So you want to... take my number down and did you say call me back?
Yeah, would that be okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, because I have you on my screen so I can take the number down. And then I'll call you back.
Do you want...
We have a better connection because this connection is horrible.
Yes. So do you want me to try and call back in, you said? Or...
Well, I can give you my number, too, to anybody that's listening. If you want to take it down, you're welcome to.
Okay. Let me get a pen. Let me get something right quick. And I want to try to remain on the line if I may. Okay. Uh-oh. I don't know what happened there.
All right. Do you hear us now?
Okay. I'm ready
better
for the number.
Oh, 678. I'm sorry.
Did you repeat that?
Sure. 6 7
mm-hmm.
8
Yes.
7 9 1 8 9 1 3
Okay. Well, I heard the number.
Okay. Perfect. I don't understand why we're having such a bad connection, though.
Well, you're talking about controversial things. Energy is trying to interfere.
Yeah, that's true. So, can you hear me clearly now or no?
I am. It does sound a little clearer than initially. I don't know if it goes in and out, or, but I was able to hear that number. Do I sound clear to you?
It sounds about the same.
Yeah, the same, but we're trying to work on that as we speak. The connection is a little wonky today, so we do apologize.
Okay.
It could be a provider, too, that we're running on, because I have a lot of issue, and that's what I'm working with.
Oh, no, I didn't hear any of that. I didn't hear what you said. Oh, my God. But, yeah.
Oh, I will call you. Please hold. Please
okay.
Listen in.
Okay.
All right.
I will try. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So our next caller is area code 610-390. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
very clearly.
You're just fine. Can you hear us?
Okay. I mean, it's a little bit choppy, but I'll do my best to hear you guys.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. How can we help you today?
I wanted to ask about my career. I've been at this company almost 3 years now, and it has been great so far. You know, lots of flexibility, lots of freedom, you know, to do things, and great team I work with. Ability to work remote, which is another plus. And I wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up from me as far as, you know, growing here at the company, since I love it so much, and any expansions and promotions that you're picking up from me.
Well, I can foresee something good in your future that's coming. Are you working remotely yet, or are you still working in the office?
No, even before this started, I've always worked remotely.
I'm sorry, did you say you worked at home?
She's always worked from home.
Yes, I've always worked from home.
Okay. There's, you're going to start having more people answer, like, you're going to be in a supervisory position. I can foresee that happening. Because you have been so well, and you've been so loyal, and you've done so many good things. However, it's just that right now it may be put on hold because of what's going on in the world.
Okay.
So, but I do see something good coming. There's definitely a raise that's in your future, and usually with a raise, there's a promotion, especially a good size raise. It's at least a dollar. So.
Okay. And do you see when you're picking that up?
It's too far out, honey, because it's just there's so much uncertainty right now with what's going on. It's hard to look through the veil to see what's actually there.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm picking up, though, is I'm also picking up a block, and it looks like there's some energy that's still trying to interfere with you. Have you tried to do any spiritual cleansings in the last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what forms of spiritual cleansings have you tried to use in the last year?
I mean, it's just a lot of meditation and finding things within myself. You know, prayer and all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay, wonderful, because that is probably what's helping right now and probably helping you to balance out some of the energy. But right now I'm feeling like you have something external that's still trying to pull you down, okay? And I'm feeling like you've got to cleanse that out. You've got to feel that through. So I want you to do a little bit something else. I want you to use sage in combination with frankincense and myrrh, okay? Have you ever heard of those two incenses, frankincense and myrrh?
Yeah.
Okay, and I want you to do that once a day for the next 3 days. And when you do that, you're going to visualize negative blockages being removed, and you're going to visualize what you want to happen actually happening already. Then I want you to wait a while. Now, that could be about a week or a few days. See how things are going for you. And if they're still not going very well, I want you to get in contact with us through WiccanTreeOfLife.com or MerlinStaff.com. I can even give you the phone number directly to call for us. And you're going to discuss that with us, because then it will need to be professionally removed if you're still not getting progress within that week.
Okay.
All right, but there is a negative energy that's not a part of your world. It was placed in your world. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I want you to, do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to write this number down and then repeat it to me so I can make sure you have it correct. The number is 443-319-3366. And I don't like the last four digits, but at least it's not a triple sixes.
It's 443-319-3366.
That is correct. 443-319-3366.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
So we have another caller. That's area code 111111. Thank you for calling in, caller, tonight. You're speaking with J-Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help? Hello, caller, you're on the air. 111111. Hello, caller. All right, well, I guess not.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is we want anybody tuning in, listening to today's show, if you'd like to call in, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1694. Once more, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1694. Anybody that would like to call in and ask their question tonight, maybe talk a little bit about what tonight's topic has been, and go from there. We're going to go ahead and go into a prayer now that we want everyone tuning in and listening in to be able to join us in this prayer, in this moment, to help visualize the world around us improving, to help visualize this coronavirus going away, and collective, to help visualize people healthy, to visualize the earth healing, to visualize the balance being restored. J-Chi, would you like to lead us in prayer?
Absolutely, as I always do. This is one of the things I love most about being a Wiccan and having the power that I have with command of the water and the air, with being all that I am in being, which everyone is as well, with the love and the light that we all portray and we give into this world, that we will encompass the earth, that we will finally be able to heal Mother Earth and get us back together again as brothers and sisters that we've always been. We're not going to be disconnected anymore. We're always going to be in tune with the earth and what it needs to do. Look at the power of no pollution and what Mother Earth is expanding and doing with this. There's hiccups, there's bumps, there's earthquakes, there are massive tornadoes, there are everything that we think is a natural disaster when all Mother Nature is doing is she is taking back and she is taking what is hers. Be thankful and grateful this is all that it is. Be thankful and grateful that this disease can and will be contained with the power of love and light that we have in us and with us banding together as Wiccans, as pagans, as Christians, as Indians, as every faith that walks the earth right now. Let us all come together and give the love back to the earth that it needs, to the environment, to our human race, to other people. Make the pain and the hurt stop. Mother Earth has had enough. She's tired. She needs to recoup. Look at all the good that's become because of all the things that we've stopped doing. Help us, everyone. Bring us back into the light. Help heal the earth the way that it should be. As it's written above, may be written below. Call upon the four points, earth, air, water, fire, especially spirit. Guide us to be the best that we can with no harm to no one. As it's written above, may be written below. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And if I may add to that, Jay, I want to wish that this universal energy, the collective consciousness, the consciousness of the physical world as a collective improves, that the universe's energy helps to heal the earth as we learn how to balance out the effects of what we have caused, and help her heal, and that the energy of the universe and the good that is out there and the good in the people around us through the light of divine pure energy helps that balance incur and helps that all disease, all plague, all famine, all hunger is eliminated through this world and from this world, and that we are able to rise as the earth rises with us, like the phoenixes from the ashes, by the light of all that was, is, or shall ever be. So mote it be.
So mote it be. brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in tonight. And don't forget, we've got Wiccan Tree of Life, WICCANTREEOFLIFE.com. We're also on Facebook with the same, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can reach us at WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com. You can reach us by phone, 678-791-8913. You can also go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com and also make sure that you sign up for any kind of newsletter or any kind of mailing list, as well as don't forget to like our page on Facebook. And also, love and light to everyone, because that's what we deserve. That's what we need in this world. It's all within us. As long as we can show it and we can portray it, we can have it again.
Precisely.
And thank you again for our sponsor, Merlin Staff, or Psychic Talk Radio, for having us once again this week. Tune in again next week as we go into a different subject. The show has not been planned yet. However, I do plan on keep doing these shows as long as I can. And it's great to have people tune in. Tell your friends. Let's all get together. Let's band together as brothers and sisters that we always are, within soul, within heart, within mind. We're all connected. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Kazmir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insight. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Kazmir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.
I'm going to start going up to the other room.